Give Tom and me the same.
Please.
I pay for it. I gotta be polite as well.
I don't have to serve you.
Same again, please.
She'll lend you some manners, Harry.
I kind of get the feeling we're not popular around here.
You're not. You and the rest at the base.
Oh, what does it matter?
Here.
Thanks, honey.
Is everything arranged?
Comes the revolution, Shelby.
Everything arranged?
Yeah, sure. And when it all happens, eventually, I kind of guess my own guys won't like me either. Someone's coming down from London for the meeting.
Big?
Oh, yeah. Man, are we going to start something.
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness. Sounds of Darkness. Tonight,
Katie, going east.
How long now, Curtis?
Another hour.
Well, how come the swing around the British Isles? Why not head straight in?
We have. No swinging around. Straight across from the States and heading for Caithness.
Well, maybe I'm getting airsick. I can't orientate any longer.
Who did you say was our contact, Curtis?
Colonel Pete Hacker, commanding officer USAF Halkirk.
Guys popular there?
With the broads, yeah.
You could have handled this on your own.
Not with the commie overtones, I couldn't.
We could be out of our depth, Curtis.
No. What's going on there affects the base personnel. It's an internal matter. I've been called in on one aspect.
And us the other?
Sure.
Chow time.
We can wait for Halkirk and the gourmet feeding of Colonel Hacker.
Spam and ketchup. Try this instead.
All right.
We'll be touching down in 50 minutes. Tastes good.
Should do. All pre-packed stateside, heated up on flight. They feed the air personnel damn well.
Gonna be tough there at Halkirk?
Maybe.
Nothing you've given us isn't.
You've answered yourself, then.
When we do stop working, you'll protect us.
I have told you, you cannot lose your job.
That's what you think.
It may happen that you will be paid off for a period. In that time, the monies brought by me from London will guarantee no loss. For 6 months, if necessary, all of you can exist.
But what if they bring in workers from somewhere else? Say, Thurso, maybe.
They cannot. Why should they go to all the trouble? All of you present were screened before you started working at the American Air Base here at Halkirk.
That's right.
A long, tedious process.
You are not striking.
You are merely going slow. The Americans will not wish to replace you. They will argue at first, then they will plead with you to return to work. Actually, you have them in the palm of your hand.
Well, money concerned, you say you've got to lay off for a week at least, or go slow for a week.
Aye.
The Yanks may kick us off the base. You can't guarantee that they won't. Where's the money that we draw?
I've already seen it deposited in the bank. Anyone want to examine these slips, they can. And I back up what my friend Simon has told you. There'll be no real trouble. And my colleagues will not bring in more Americans to replace you. That's not allowed under the agreement between your country and mine.
Listen, what's in it for you, mister, apart from the incident you fix?
Nothing. Just a little personal satisfaction, that's all.
Well, the wrong time. Nick.
Sir?
Get off that phone. Take a truck out of the B-24. It's just come in.
I want someone met.
Okay, sir. Yeah, I'll pass it on to Colonel Hacker. He's right here with me. You want to speak to him? Willoughby, sir. Trouble somewhere. He wants to talk with you.
Okay. Well, get out of that bird, will you?
Sure, sir.
Hacker.
Hmm?
What? When?
Mole struck whom? What the heck for? Well, where is he now?
I'll bring him along in 20, will you?
Huh? I doubt that it'll get that far, Major.
At least off.
I hope not.
Well, that's the tally, guys. As far as you're concerned, Curtis, it all depends on the findings. We're settling that tomorrow at a hearing. You're welcome to be present.
You think it was sabotage?
Just don't know. The first crash, well, engine failure. But the pilot, Major Greaves, managed somehow to stop her before she ran on into the trees at the end of the runway. Need handling.
The second crash?
Engines again. Only this time the B-24 took off, then plunged down into the ground. All personnel killed. Evidence of feathers in the jets. What happens, of course, a jet can come down with a bump if she sucks in a big bird. But coming on top of the other case seems too coincidental.
Evidence on the first crash, Colonel?
Nothing. Went over her with a tooth comb, but no go. Well, maybe you should have saved yourself a journey out here, Curtis.
But again, there maybe not.
Other business?
Oh, yeah, well, I can wise you up on that. There's been a fair amount of feeling about the base here in Scotland. We didn't expect to be welcome with open arms, but...
Hmm.
Well, anyhow, a few agitators have stuck their heads in. We draw certain labor personnel from the town here. Well, months back, we had to meet a body representing the town to discuss wages, things like that. We upped the dough. I think it was commie-inspired. So does Wilton Jones, our intelligence officer. You'll meet him later, by the way.
Mm-hmm. And now?
Not sure. Just something brewing again. Jones feels it, I feel it. That's why when we got through to you, Curtis, we asked you to bring a guy or two along with you.
Yeah, of course, we can only intervene where our own guys are concerned. What Halkirk does is not our concern.
Sure.
Oh, well, what is it, then? Feeling of sympathy for the locals or something?
The natives are getting out of hand.
Oh, quite a few guys are being hot-headed. That's it, mostly. Oh, sure, we can deal with it. I'm in charge of this base, remember. But there's a sort of apathy around. Work schedule falling off, you know.
Who do we see in this connection?
Come on. Yeah, Willoughby?
First Sergeant Wilson along, sir.
Let me give these guys the lowdown. Bring them in 2 minutes, okay?
Handle it from here?
Sure. Curtis?
Yeah. I'll come along with you. I'd like to talk to Major Jones.
Oh. See you, Lee.
Right. Smoke?
Yeah.
Give him one, Johnny.
Okay.
Why did you slug this guy?
What's it to you?
You heard, Colonel Hacker. This is our baby from now. Why did you slug him?
You heard. Well, I told the Colonel I didn't like the guy's face. And he was rude about my origins. Yeah, said I had no father, no mother. So I slugged him.
Uh-huh. You knew it would start a rumpus?
No, I didn't.
You were here when the colonel got that call. The locals here are agitating. They're starting to go slow. Maybe even a strike. Unless you get busted.
This guy's insulted me in front of witnesses. There was a dame there, too. He insulted her. So the colonel knows this.
And knows he can't do much to you except send you back home, right?
Yeah. I'll get demoted, maybe, but not busted out.
this guy's name?
Tom McLaughlin. He drinks down at the pub the guys go to. Just outside Halkirk. Nice joint. Scott's Arms.
And if the men working on the base do go slow?
Then I guess... Well, the base at Lumsden in Aberdeen will take over the scheduled flights we have to make. Is that bad? The boys here could do with a break anyway.
And you, you just slug this guy, huh? Okay, shove. We'll call you again if we need you. You're under base arrest. We'll find you.
Thanks for nothing.
Johnny?
Uh-huh.
Pete has given us access to a vehicle. Let's go pub crawling.
I guess we can take any one of the cars in the pool.
Yeah. You know something, Johnny? That guy Harry was just too pat. Commies suspected sabotage. A first sergeant slugs a loco. Coincidence? Now, this is the kind of work I like.
At these prices?
Tom McLaughlin come in yet?
Not from the description, unless he's wearing a coat right over his head.
Could happen in this weather.
Hey, it was frivolous.
Yeah?
You kind of know what's going on?
Sort of.
Okay, you tell me, just for the record.
Yeah, sure. Now, Curtis gives us a call back in New York, right?
Uh-huh.
He's coming out because of the suspected sabotage. Merely a supervisory move. Colonel Pete Hacker can deal with it. Sure, if it is proven a sabotage, then the boys would come in. Anyway, so Curtis comes out. We come out with them on a whisper of lack of morale. Something going on at the base internal. Our problem.
If it gets big, yeah. Okay, so CIA and FBI come steaming across the Atlantic, so?
So we hear that commies are agitating, that the locals are happy to be agitated. It's happened before. It'll happen again. The air base can still operate.
Though it may slow down its schedule.
Sure.
Then?
Then a guy called Wilson slugs a guy called Tom McLaughlin. The local guys employed at the Halkirk base cry off. All 55 of them. A ghostly. Until a public apology is given, you know, that kind of jazz.
Uh-huh.
And Halkirk is the most forward base of the three USAF air bases in Scotland, operating from here under the agreement between Britain and RSAC, our Strategic Air Command.
So?
Nuclear bombers. Here, at Lumsden, and across at Carbridge.
So?
So.
Frivolous and devious. Okay, let me think. Maybe you got some knowledge I haven't.
Well, maybe, but it's fairly common knowledge, Johnny.
About the bases?
Is that Tom McLaughlin?
Yeah, I think so, with the broad.
I'd leave it for a while. Johnny, look, I'll cut it short for you. A new computerized radar and bomb trigger unit is being tried out on some of the nuclear jets, stateside and elsewhere. It was in the news a little back. You read it to me.
Mm.
It stands to reason that some of the nuclear jets at Halkirk, Lumsden, and Carbridge will be trying out the new units.
Are they?
Well, I think Pete Hacker will confirm that they are. Let's say sabotage, a breakdown in morale, an upset schedule. Now, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then the locally employed guys go on a kind of strike. Again, an upset schedule. What happens?
I would say, until things clear up, the other two bases will start carrying out extra schedules to keep the program
right.
Going. In fact, Halkirk may even fly some of its own nuclear jets down to Lumsden or Carbridge to get the extra extras going for the whole area.
That's right. Who's coming in?
Three guesses. A guy under base arrest taking a chance coming on down here.
First Sergeant Wilson. Okay, let's go say hello to him.
Yeah, one last thing, what is going to happen?
Well, I think the new radar trigger kits will be left here at Halkirk on one or maybe two planes for trial experimentation. Lumsden will have its own, and so will Carbridge. But no matter the holdups here, that new gimmick will go on being tested on one place if necessary.
Which someone is going to hijack?
Or wreck, cleverly, so that it's not finally accepted into the USAF. Let's go talk.
Ooh. Look.
I think you're crazy, man. They'll know you skipped away from the base. They'll realize there's something up.
Is anyone going to buy me a drink?
Wait a moment, lassie. This is important. Harry, I think you'd better get the heck out of here fast. What if some of your chaps come down?
Too late.
What?
Hi, Harry. Tom, we haven't met. Name's Masters.
You're the chap that Harry was...
He is talking about it, figures. You two guys made it up, all palsy-walsy now?
You're out of your league, mister. If I want to come on down here for a drink, so what?
You didn't answer the question. You guys all buddy-buddy all of a sudden? Johnny, doesn't this all taste of, collusion somewhere?
Oh, I'm getting out of here. I told you I didn't want to...
Stay where you are.
You policeman?
Sort of.
With no jurisdiction over anyone here.
Except you. And anyone tied up with you. Well, let's go talk somewhere, huh? All of us. At the Halkirk base, I reckon.
Not on your...
You can't do that. You can't look a man out like that. What do you think you are?
Did I hit him nice and neat, Johnny?
Yeah, I couldn't have done better myself.
All right.
It's okay, everyone. We're from the air base. This guy's been giving us trouble.
Tom, you're going to run for it or come along?
There's nothing you can charge me with. You didn't have to hit him, did you?
We're cops. This man is an American.
I'll tell you something. You don't like him or you.
Wait, let's get the heck out of here.
Yeah, sure. Tom?
All right, Betty.
I'm not coming with you.
I'll tell you something else, mister. We don't like the way you Yanks take our girls, see? Don't like the girls, either.
Really?
Hey, you're having trouble, you guys. We was in the corner there. What's going on?
Betty, you better come as well, or after blood.
Looks like a lynch party coming up, Sergeant.
Why don't you get back to where you belong?
Hey,
got you.
Come on. We got ourselves some fun, man. Punch me, would you?
Ellie, this way. I'll drag this guy out.
Okay, Tom. Betty, follow me.
Come on, get that guy over there, buddy.
It wasn't so serious. It'd be funny. Pete?
Huh?
Is that one carrying the new equipment?
Yeah. Why? Oh, okay for Katie's.
That's what I think is behind all this. I think someone's going to try and snatch that equipment. Take it, rush away.
Oh, heck, what for? They got their own stuff.
As sophisticated as this? How many planes are you operating now?
Well, just that one, testing the kit. The other seven have gone on down to Lumsden Base. No work trouble there.
Like I thought.
You mean that flight is going to defect?
If what you say's right, she'll be able to rush her in 2 hours, Lee.
We got 2 hours, Curtis. Colonel, I want Wilson to tell us if I'm right. And if I am.
There are ways of stopping that bomber.
I thought there might be. Can you get Wilson brought in? Fast.
Why, Wilson? Why?
Wilson, you're sitting here, you're gonna live, but those guys... Now, what's the setup? Are they all on your side?
Give, man, give.
Yep. Huh? Not answering the radio. Okay. Yep, we'll call you back. Okay, for Katie's not answering.
Wilson, they're not just going to deliver that new equipment to the Russians, are they?
Yes, they are.
And if we order planes up from bases in Germany to intercept...
She'll be over Russian territory by then.
So our planes follow, knock her down.
With a nuclear bomb on her, primed to go, like they all are on the SAC bombers. You guys are beat. If she's attacked, she'll drop the bomb on Russian territory.
Are you crazy? You out of your mind?
Yeah, come on. Let's go ahead. Break it up, you two. Come on.
Curtis, emergency through to the States. There's no point in sending up jets from Germany. They won't stop her. I guess this is going to be the first time that the feds asked the president of the USA to use the hotline through to Kosygin. Curtis, move it.
You know, you read books about this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well, the Pentagon is sort of us monitoring as we monitor K for Katie. They've told Russia that there's a nut commanding the plane. The Ruskies will try and knock it down. But they can only do that before it gets to Kimursk. Here.
Mm-hmm.
100 miles in from the border.
After that, Colonel?
After that. If they miss her with missiles, she could drop her nuclear bomb. Cities from Kimursk in to Moscow. If she hasn't been brought down before Kimursk, it starts. Third World War? Yep. All our planes up. Red signal. All nuclear.
All right. There's two.
Radar showing K for Katie, sir. Now radar showing K for Katie. 50 miles in Russian territory. 50 miles from Kimursk, reading.
Tom and his broad squealed, by the way. A commie called Simon from London organized it all. Indoctrinated the crew of K for Katie as well.
That kind of thing can't happen.
New reading, sir. 48 miles from Kimursk, reading.
This is... They've got to get her.
48 miles. Beyond that, the world goes up. When it all started here at Hull, Kurt...
Don't blame yourself, Colonel. But it wasn't your
Lee,
fault.
They're on the radar. There's K for Katie bleeping in the center, and more bleeps coming up left-hand corner her way.
Missiles entering radar screen, left reading.
Get her. Get her.
Okay, Garley. The bleeps met, spread, and went.
And now the explanations, huh? From us to them.
I don't think I've ever been so. Lee, Wilson, Tom, and the Brock.
Paling into insignificance now. They'll be executed. Maybe they deserve it. Okay, Johnny. Let's go.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Sherry van Wyk.